Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day 5 of working with you, Sweet Thing Jelly. I hope you guys have all had fun. I hope you get out, purchase some of this incredible jelly. Always support local. Remember, our farmers, they are the heart and soul of our community. A special shout out to all my buddies at My Job Depends on Ag. And a special shout out to Margaret for this incredible jelly. This is out of this world. Good stuff. Local. Sold everywhere. If not, you Sweet Thing Jelly. I promise this is something you're going to want to get. My last recipe is my roasted peach glazed parsnips and saute of apples. What we're going to need are 8 ounces of parsnips that we're going to dice medium. Now, we want to remember with parsnips, they can be bitter. They can be, everyone says peppermint is something that comes off with parsnips. And me personally, I think they're just very, very earthy. They're delicious. And when you blend them with apples, it is a match made in heaven. I promise you guys are going to love this. So what we're going to do with our parsnips is we're going to cook them on a slow simmer until tender. And then I like to let them sit in the fridge for about at least a good hour because I want them to hold their shape. One onion that we're going to julienne, 4 ounces of apples. Now, you could use any kind of apple you like. Me, personally, I like the Granny Smith apples. You could use the Braeburns. You can use the red apples. You can use anything that you want to use. Fuji apples are really good with this as well. But let's, you know, specifically, apples have to be in here, 4 ounces. So what we want to do is, like I said, I yield for 4 all the time. So 8 ounces of parsnips for me and 4 ounces of apples for me, and just double the recipe for every person that, you know, wants to join in on your dinner. 2 tablespoons of Rosenthal olive oil. And I just use the regular Arbasana. If you don't have Rosenthal, whatever you have, just remember, make sure it's a good tasting olive oil. And we only need 2 tablespoons for all this because we're going to cook this really, really fast. And then what we're going to do is hit it with 2 tablespoons of You Sweet Thing peach habanero jelly, because that peach and that habanero with those parsnips is an out of this world combination. And I think you guys are going to love it more than even me. Always remember salt and pepper to taste. And this is one recipe that goes so well with pork. It goes so well with chicken. I wouldn't recommend pairing this with fish. However, if you're an untamed chef, do what you got to do as long as it makes sense. And as always remember salt and pepper to taste. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and give us a like on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef for Agnet West.